Welcome. You are tuned into Freedom Press. I am your host. My name is Mark Christopher Garrett. And I'd like to talk right now a little bit about Christmas as it rapidly approaches. And I have a lot of tech people in my family, as I am sure you do. I was sitting here curious as to what do I get these young, savvy individuals. So I did as anyone does this day. I went onto the Google machine and I did a search. And there is just some amazing new gadgetry out there. Handheld devices that can do anything you want, from testing the water consistency inside wood, or testing electricity, or gadgets that tell you where you're at, gadgets that talk to people, gadgets that respond to people, gadgets you put over your face that give you illusions of being in an alternate reality. I'm sure everyone knows what I'm referencing to without me having to label everything. All of this stuff is such amazing technology. All the new vehicles coming out, just so much happening, and we would be remiss if we did not take a step back to see what allows for all of this to happen. And this is where a lot of people, you know, it's like seeing Santa Claus for the first time, if you know what I mean. I'm not going to ruin it for those that don't know, but when those finally see Santa Claus, it kind of, you know, so we're going to pull back the wool. We're going to show you some things. And again, I'm not anti-gadget. I'm not anti what I'm about to talk about. I'm anti the people that are negatively talking about this issue without bringing up this fact of the matter of the issue itself. Because without that, what are we essentially talking about? Jargon. Mumbo jumbo. If we haven't defined that an apple is an apple, an orange is an orange, and anybody can say whatever they want to say, then literally nothing will ever make sense. And so that's exactly what we don't want to happen. So we're going to define our terms here real quick, like, of what we're talking about. And a lot of these gadgets are made with plastic. Shiny plastic. Cell phones are made with plastics. TVs are made with plastics. Car components, engine components are made with plastic. They're even making entire radiators out of plastic. But like I said, all this new tech, watches, the head devices, that just any tech that's out there, all this plastic componentry that is involved in it. So what are plastics made of? Plastics are made from raw materials, right? Like natural gas, oil, or plants. Oh, okay. Well, if everybody wants to jump on the Green New Deal bandwagon, then the plants thing would be good until you continue reading, which are refined to, right, into ethane and propane. So now we're back to, even if it's derived from plants, it's converted over into an ethane and a propane. So all plastics are made, right, from their raw materials are natural gas, oil, or plants, which are refined into ethane or propane, which is a gas, right? So ethane and propane are then treated with heat in a process called cracking, which turns them into ethylene and propylene. And these materials are combined together to create different polymers. Now, where have we heard that word before? Polymer, polymer. That's a huge word. So let's go look up polymers. Oh, here we go. Right? A polymer is any of a class of natural or synthetic substances composed of very large molecules called macromolecules, which are multiples of simpler chemical units called monomers, right? So polymers, poly meaning more than one, make up many of the materials in living organisms and are the basis of any minerals and man-made materials. Okay, well, that is a fancy way of describing, again, mumbo jumbo. So let's see if we can clarify that and let's see what it really is. So what are some examples of polymers? Examples of synthetic polymers include nylon, polyethylene, polyester, Teflon, and epoxy. Now, I don't know about you, but I've heard of all of those before, and I understand which industries they're a part of and how large those industries are. Natural polymers occur in nature and can be extracted. Then are often water-based examples of naturally occurring polymers, right? Our silk, wool, DNA, but this is what they like to say. We already saw where plastics become the polymer, and then they reverbiage this to make it all sound like it's going to pass the mustard. Product made from polymers are all around us, right? Clothing from your synthetic fibers, polyethylene cups, fiberglass. How many things do you know made of fiberglass? Okay. Nylon bearings. How many things do you know have bearings in them? This is huge. Plastic bags, huge. Polymer-based paints. Now that's a huge one, right? Epoxy paints and glues, polyurethane foam cushions, and anything made out of polyurethane. Silicon heart valves. Those are heart-saving things, but let's not overlook the polymer-based paints and epoxy glues. How many homes get painted and repainted every day of the year? How many fences get painted every day of the year? How many cars are painted? How many everything is painted? Okay? It is literally everywhere. So what you have to understand is when they say they want to shut down the fossil fuel industry, what they literally mean by that is they want to shut America down so that you can never say made in America again. Now let's look at the latest release of the exports. And this is just, you know, a quick look at, it's not obviously the most up to date, and it is a Wikipedia, so I'll go ahead and apologize for that, but it'll give us a basis. Anyone that wants to go further, by all means do so. But you'll see right at the top, they'll start off with the foods, feeds, and beverages. And everything's a little par, maybe up a bit. Soybean is up, right? Where do we send soybean off to? I'm not going to say it out loud, but you know. Corn, right? All this kind of stuff, right? But then we get to industrial supplies and materials. Now, that's the big one. So when we get over to industrial supplies and materials, we're down $59 million, right? Petroleum products down $15 million. Crude oil down $14 million. Fuel oil down $13 million. Plastic materials, yes, we do export plastic materials, down $3 million. Metallurgical grade charcoal down, you know, all of this stuff down. Other industrial supplies down. Chemicals, organic down, right? Natural gas liquids down, coal and fuels down, newsprint down, man-made cloth down. Yes, now that we found out how man-made cloth is made, we can't make any, can we? Mineral supplies, cotton fiber, copper, shingles, industrial rubber products. How are we going to make rubber products without polymers? Synthetic rubber primary down, chemicals inorganic down. Okay, all of the stuff is down. Why? Because the current regime, the current party that is in power in the United States deems it, and they've been pushing for this, you know, I'm not going to get into that. Everyone knows it's their debate, and it's not a debate. It's an indoctrination process to make people think something in order to make a country weak. And this is what I'm actually showing you. This is why we will not talk in their terms. We will not explain it in their words. I'm just going to show you everything that makes up the United States. And I don't care what you think United States is, multicultural, every cultural, you know, your cultural only, whatever. I don't care. It's down. It's all down. Capital goods, except automotive, down 87 million. Civilian aircraft, down 27 million. Engines for aircraft, down 18 million. Right? All of this stuff down, excavating machinery down, medical equipment down. We are down in everything. How can we be a powerful country? Right? Everybody wants to come here to be a part of this powerful country, but yet all the other powers that be, not the people, mind you, do not want this country to fare well. And that is obvious by looking at the numbers. We are not blind, and we can no longer set aside and have people that are telling you they have their our best interest in mind, but really do not, because here the numbers just do not show it, right? Automotive vehicle parts and engines down 35 million, consumer goods down 30 million. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on. Other goods down another 7 million. So the point is, we as a nation are strong because of who we all are, how we all came here, what everyone brings to the table. But to bring everyone to the table and then tell everyone they can't do anything, and tell everyone apparently the only thing that we have that's worthy of exporting now is soy and a couple other things that we grow. What is that saying? The United States is becoming all farmland. Who do you know that's buying up all the farmland? I'll let you put the rest two and two together, and we'll get back for another discussion later. You've been listening to Freedom Press. My name is Mark Christopher Garrett. Thank you. Hey, like what you hear? Who would have thunk it? Politics could have been so simple and fun. Subscribe for more great information from Freedom Press. Tune in now.